Hello and welcome to Lifetime in Court, a podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Curran.
And I'm Tristan Tanner.
Yay!
We got teased.
We got the TT here again.
Yeah.
Very excited. Yeah. Very risque choice.
I know. I was put on an involuntary hiatus for one season.
You're on the season. You made it. You're just the last guest.
You're just the last. It's the last one.
So you thought we wouldn't do it, but we did it.
They did it.
We got her back.
Yeah, we're coming back.
Sorry, everybody.
Even after that scathing review.
Yes, we got a one-star review on the episode Tristan was on.
Yes.
And it said that we were too cruel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're usually great, snarky fun.
But which I thought we were pretty good and kept it at snarky.
Sure.
There have been way meaner.
Way meaner. Yeah.
I listen to this show. Yeah. I am a listener.
We get downright angry.
And I read that review and I was like, oh, no. And I texted Patrick and I was like, oh, my God, Patrick, I'm so sorry. It's me. Because it specifically said the title of my the movie.
Oh, yeah. And I was 100% in the shower. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Why is Tristan texting me?
What's happening?
And I was like, oh, a one-star review. And then I slipped and I fell. So whoever wrote that review, you injured me. And you injured Tristan's ego and her confidence. But she's back because she's brave.
Back and you meaner than ever. Look out.
Me mad.
Yeah. So if you wrote that one-star review, skip this episode. And spoiler alert, she'll be back for Christmas too. So you know, skip those. Yeah. But you shouldn't because Tristan's awesome.
Yeah.
And not cruel.
No.
Sometimes.
Actually, one of the nicest people I know.
But... snarky. I will never be cruel to Megan Hilty because she is an angel.
Yes. Aww. And that leads perfectly into what we're talking about today. So we have two movies that we're covering with Tristan. One for our finishing out our season four, and one for our holiday season, both featuring Megan Hilty. Do you know who that is, Drew?
I do now.
Now.
But I know I looked it up.
Oh, you see her picture.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like a Broadway person. So
yeah.
And she was in Wicked?
Yes.
I'm not a good Broadway person.
She replaced Kristen Chenoweth's replacement in Wicked. Like straight out of college, straight out of Carnegie Mellon. She was like, I'm in Wicked now.
I applied there.
Oh, okay.
And then I fell in love with her in the musical 9 to 5.
Which I'm in currently.
Oh yeah. Yes, you are.
I'm going to rehearsal after this.
And she played Dorley Rhodes. Okay. Who's the Dolly Parton part. So I knew she could sing country because she's great in it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And
then she was on Smash. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. She was on Smash. That's the big thing that everyone would know her from.
Okay.
Smash. Everyone meaning people who like Broadway and musicals. Mm-hmm. So, and I've
met her
before and she's very nice. She came to Dominican and she's very nice.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Dominican. I don't work at a place called Dominican. Don't follow me.
Dominican.
Patrick's a monk. When he was being a monk.
I was a monk.
The Dominican.
Exactly. Republic.
Dominican Republic.
Right. So, yes. So, we're talking today because Megan Hilty is in this movie, Drew. Mm-hmm. And it is called Patsy and Loretta. Now, you get to guess, is she Patsy or is she Loretta? And do you know who Patsy and Loretta are without last names?
Yes, I do know who they are.
Okay.
In real life, the real ones.
Right.
I guess Megan's Patsy?
That's right.
Correct.
Okay.
She is Patsy. So it's Lifetime's movie event of the year.
Whoa, this is it.
Yes.
They billed it as that. And it's Megan Hilty and Jesse Mueller, who is also a Broadway person. She was in Waitress.
Okay.
And she's pretty good.
And she was in Beautiful, the Carole King musical, where she played Carole King. So she is also accustomed to doing other people's voices.
To singing. Right.
And we will.
To singing with their mouth.
I have a game. We're going to play a game later.
Okay.
We'll get through the movie and we'll play our game.
Okay.
But our game is, you know, who's saying it? Who's singing it? Is it the real person or the actress singing?
Ooh, that'll be fun.
And you have to guess.
Okay. All right.
Love it.
You can guess too, I feel like you will know.
Well, here's a little backstory. You asked me to be on this podcast because you know I love Megan Hilty.
Right.
I have a complicated relationship with Patsy Cline. So little did you know that when I was a little kid and my dad would come home having had too much to drink, he would put on Patsy Cline.
Okay.
So it it's triggering.
Okay.
But in an okay way. Like, it's great music, you know, so it's fine. But like when you asked me, I was like, okay.
Like, I can do this.
Here we go.
You're just like fast forwarding through all the Patsy parts and like watching the Loretta parts.
Yeah.
And then you just be like,
I love Loretta Lynn. Can I just say that right here?
Loretta Lynn, yep.
Sissy Spacek and Coal Miner's Daughter.
Coal Miner's Daughter.
Amazing. Yeah. So I was kind of mad that they included the Loretta part because apparently they were really good friends in real life.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to it. But yeah, they were really good friends. So I was like, oh, we already did this movie way better than Lifetime could ever do it in Coal Miner's Daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a Patsy Cline movie, too.
Oh, there is.
Sweet Dreams.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Yep, she wrote that song.
She was written by Patsy Cline.
That's so weird. I'm so glad she came back from the 80s for that, you know?
Which was written by Marilyn Manson, though, future.
Got it.
And then, Got it. You know how it works.
Cool. All right. So, you know, also just saying, this movie's probably not very historically accurate, so just take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I mean,
it's very much like
creative
license.
That's fine.
All right, so we're jumping into the movie. Starts off with a young Patsy Cline, or so we think.
Right.
She's like spinning around, and there's like white linen, like, you know, flowing in the breeze, mm-hmm. and it's like Patsy, come in for dinner,
mm-hmm. and then
supper, and yeah, it's a 2 second scene,
and you're like,
but
why?
It's important.
What?
Yeah.
It's important. It comes back, I promise.
Okay.
So nothing else. Then we flash to 1957. We have Patsy Cline. She is like in a country music band or something. Mm-hmm. She's wearing like frilly, what is that?
Like fringe.
Fringe.
Like, okay.
You know, like, but down, like a cowboy shirt, yeah. but with like fringe. I'm just caressing my boobs from above.
Yes. So she's doing that, and she's doing like some like real country song. She's like, ding, 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 and then ding, ding,
step right in, girl, ding, ding,
It is.
It's like honky tonk.
And I'm like, whoa, is this the whole movie? Because, of course, it's Megan Hilty. She sings the entire song.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have whole songs.
Whole song, and you know, there's some like intercut things in between the songs, like mm-hmm. I don't know, Loretta Lynn is like washing clothes on a washboard.
Washboard.
Yeah, a washboard.
On a cheese grater.
I don't know. I was going to say a scratch thing.
Doodly do, and then a washboard doodly do.
Yes,
that's country.
But Patsy like hasn't really had like a hit, you know, and she's like very particular about what she wants to sing. Like, she has an idea of what she wants, and they are like, you're too like redneck singer, like we want you to be more like contemporary mm-hmm, mm-hmm. country, whatever that means.
Sure.
They want her to be Carrie Underwood, and she's Kelly Pickler.
Okay.
Bringing it to today.
That really helps Drew.
Okay.
Yeah, it really does help Drew. But if you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
Kelly Pickler.
And they're like,
man.
They're like, you're gonna sing Walking, and she's like, I hate that song. That song sucks. This sounds stupid. And they're like, it's a really good song, though.
Yeah. You know that song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go walking.
After midnight.
In the moonlight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. That's all we can sing of it. Cause you know,
right. For legal reasons.
For legal.
But she gets on a radio show and she's singing the Walking song.
Wait, she met her husband. You don't care?
Oh, I mean, there were so many white men in this movie, I just figured they were all her husband.
I could not tell the difference between her husband and Loretta Lynn's husband.
Right.
Do.
And I know Do from Coal Miner's Daughter. Yeah. But okay, so she meets her husband. How does that happen?
He like comes and sees her in a bar.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, I want two things in this world, babies and hit records.
Yeah.
And if you have a problem with either of them, get out or something. Okay,
get to getting. Okay, so she meets her husband because they both are very much like women of the time. Like, you know, their husbands don't necessarily control, not Patsy, but definitely Loretta.
Definitely.
Like, the husbands are like very much like responsible for their careers also.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, back in the day when that was,
Right. So like she has,
Patsy
has agency to say what she wants, but at the end of the day, the record producer or whatever is going to ask the husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're right.
It's that type of vibe.
The classic husbandger.
It's like, can you get your wife under control, sir?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So she gets on a radio show. She's singing Walking. And again, Megan Hilty sings the entire song,
mm-hmm.
which is to be expected. She does pretty decent.
That's a long song, isn't it? I feel like it's a long. I feel like it's long.
All these songs are like 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I think
maybe they shorten it.
So to get ready to come over here, I was like, I'm going to listen to Patsy Cline songs on my walk, which is 20 minutes long. And I was like, when I stop hearing ones I know, I'll switch to Loretta Lynn. Never did.
You knew them all.
I listened to like 20 Patsy Cline songs. And you
just
like,
and you just get this image of your dad being like, "I found a pine cone,"
oh god,
or something, or whatever. Like.
Right. Yep. Sure. So
it's like you were there.
I don't know what is. I assume he got really excited about a pine cone and wanted to show it to you.
Great, great. So Loretta Lynn is listening to the radio and she's like, "Man, I want to sing." And she's singing. She's got her babies. She calls them her babies. They're all around and they're
this
like,
"This is Loretta Lynn."
Loretta Lynn. Okay. She's like
folding laundry.
She's like
or
a house doing housework.
Okay.
And the kids are like, "Mama, you sing so great. You should sing like Patsy Cline does." And she's like, "You know what? I think I just might."
I will.
And she like goes to like a little bar or something, and she's singing about like her husband like cheating on her with another man, because that's all Loretta Lynn songs.
With another woman. He's not gay.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say.
Well,
I didn't know that.
You don't know. You never know. But another woman, yes. And then he's literally doing that as she's singing a song about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like watching him. She's like, "Oh, I'm so mad.
Oh, I'm a."
And after the show, she's like, "What were you doing with that woman?" He's like, "Oh, she was just talking to me. I don't know.
I was doing anything. I'm a good-looking American man."
And I got confused again because she went over and talked to some lady at the bar. And I was like, why is she being so nice to that lady that her husband was flirting with? But it was a different lady.
Well, you know.
I don't know. I can't tell white people apart. I don't know.
Right? It's true.
We fucking all look the same.
So Loretta Lynn then finds success with Honky Tonk Girl. And, you know, it's like, "And I was a honky tonk girl."
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
But she plays the Grand Ole Opry and it's great. Okay. So basically they're both establishing music in like the first 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Did she find the lipstick in her closet yet? I don't remember where that was.
I don't know. I didn't write anything about lipstick.
She's like cleaning out the closet because they moved into a new house and she finds a lipstick.
Uh-oh, it's not
And her husband thinks she's a whore if she wears makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then like, she sings "Lipstick on Your Collar." You know that song?
Nope, but...
That's Connie Francis.
Okay.
Okay.
"Stick on your collar.
Don't a tail on you."
I mean, I probably heard it before.
It's a good one. It's a good one. So it's a couple years later, and Patsy like hasn't had a hit single since Walking, and she really needs to get something going because she's like just raising her babies, and like she's probably drinking. Like she drinks and smokes. Like she's like, you know...
Mm-hmm.
A badass woman. Yeah.
She's a good time girl.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they keep like giving her songs and she's like, I don't want it. But then I don't know where she's driving because this is like where she gets on a car crash.
She's going out. It's raining. And her mom's like, "I have to go buy you more sequins for your new sequin outfit." And she's like, "I'll go, mama." I don't remember why.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to the sequin store. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and it's Lifetime, so you know in a Lifetime movie, like any car scene leads to a car crash or something like that.
Also,
yeah.
If you know anything about Patsy Cline, you know that she was in a
car crash. Yeah. And then later, a plane crash.
Yes.
You know, that's her like...
Was she in a plane crash?
That's how she died.
Oh!
Yeah.
Her and Aaliyah.
That's right.
Her and Aaliyah. Yeah. So...
Never mind. I'm dumb.
Okay.
Never mind what I'm saying. Go on.
So yeah, so she gets in a car crash, and since Loretta Lynn's kind of famous, and we know this from Coal Miner's Daughter because this happens in that as well, she sings a cover of "I Fall to Pieces." Is that what that song's called?
There is one called that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sings "I Fall to Pieces," and then Patsy Cline's in the hospital, and she hears Loretta singing it, and she's like, "That girl's good. Oh. I want to get her in here, husband."
But it's weird because doesn't it seem like she's like, "What the hell is this?" when she hears it, and then later, and so then Loretta comes in, and she's got like her little handful of weeds because she's poor, so she can't bring flowers, and she's like, "I hope you're not mad at me," and she's like, "What? Why would I be mad at you?" It's so weird.
Yeah, it's like, but she kind of was mad.
But you seemed mad.
It seems like there's like a like scene missing or something.
Oh,
why would
there's a lot of that
jumps all over the place. Okay. Well, because it's like two people's like the most important time in two people's lives who are not actually together very much.
Oh,
all condensed into an hour and a half. Gotcha. So it's like, zip, 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 now we're here, now it's this. And like, it's just so random.
Right, because you can't get both of their life stories into one movie. It's more focusing, I think what the movie was intending to do was focus on their friendship. But it's like, they see each other very rarely.
Okay.
Because they really only knew each other. Wasn't it really short? It was like 18 months or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
And this is the Mandela effect. Mandela effect? Is that what it's called? Where you think something happened? So, like, people think that they, like, recorded albums together and went on tour together, but never happened.
Huh.
They were only friends for this very short time.
Mm-hmm. Mandela. Yeah, the Mandela effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
I look very deep into that one. Because it's weird. Because it's crazy.
Oh, it is very strange.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on the Berenstain Bears, okay?
Don't get me started on the Berenstain Bears.
So, yes. God damn it, Drew. So, Patsy and Loretta are, like, becoming closer friends. Like, she sneaks her out of the hospital at one point. Mm-hmm. And
she says, give the Klein a shove inside.
Yeah, because she's got, like, a big old head wrap. And she's on crutches and in a wheelchair. And
like a mummy hat.
Yeah. She looks like a mummy.
Yeah.
So, and she's got, like, black eyes and, like, you know, like, some missing teeth in the front.
Yeah, she got
fucked
up.
She looks a mess.
Yeah.
But Loretta takes her to a dinner, and they talk about their husbands, and then they talk about blowjobs.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah. They call them. She goes through a whole list.
I just wrote euphemisms. They say like 10 or 12.
A lot.
Really?
Like, uh-huh. Yeah. She's just rolling Patsy Cline, and Patsy Cline's like, a hitter. A
Hummer, a BJ.
Lists
a licky stick. Yeah, she's just like
a kazoo. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Flesh trumpet.
Because Loretta Lynn is like, there's a name for that. Like, she got married very young. So she's just like, oh, I didn't know anyone did.
Oh, and she's like, yeah, there's a name for it.
Right. So she's kind of teaching Loretta Lynn about life in general. Mm-hmm. And Patsy is kind of more headstrong and like willing to speak up for herself, and Loretta Lynn doesn't.
Right.
So she's trying to instill that into Loretta. It's like the whole friendship.
Gotcha.
I feel like there's many, many scenes where Loretta talks about how her husband's making her do something she doesn't want to do, and Patsy Cline's like, that's like rape, so you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Like she doesn't really say rape, but yeah.
But it is.
So, let's see, Patsy and Loretta, they go to this show because, like, Patsy can't go on tour or anything. So Loretta's mm-hmm. on tour, and she's bringing Patsy with her to a couple gigs.
Okay.
And they're, like, shady gigs. I brought a clip today.
Like, shitty bars?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a theater, but it just seems like the manager's, like, a creeper. He doesn't want to pay them up front.
Yeah, sure.
Not okay with the old Patster.
No. So she comes in and she kind of swoops in. So I brought the clip today so you can see. And the thing about the clip is that it's a YouTube clip because Lifetime doesn't like to have these things out in the world. Mm-hmm. So what this YouTuber has done, and Lifetime, if you take this down, it's illegal. You can't take it down. They kept the audio, but they edited the video so it looks kind of like a movie trailer. So it's just the audio with like these little clips, and sometimes they line up to what's actually happening, but most of the time it doesn't.
Wow. Interesting. Very clever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's how I'm getting this great audio for all these movies for the past couple episodes.
Interesting.
I'm like, oh, this is awesome. So, because, you know, it's tough to get clips.
Yeah. Because you can just find it and take it down. It's really easy to find.
Oh yeah. That shit. Oh yeah. So here we go. So it'll look a little different for you. For the listeners, it'll sound like just a normal thing, but they're at the concert and Patsy and Loretta are about to go on stage.
Okay.
But Patsy's like, we're not going on until you get paid.
Mm-mm.
So you can get the vibe.
Get your ass out there now.
Ask for cash now.
Oh, you can't pull shit like this.
Oh, make it the full fee then.
Listen, lady.
All right, Loretta, get your things. I'm gonna go tell them that the show's
paid. Wait.
Oh, you want to tell
them? I'll need to pay you after the show.
Great. I'll go keep him company and you can go find it now.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello there. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Patsy Cline.
Oh, God.
Now, my good friend Loretta Lynn is excited to sing for y'all tonight, but...
Sing up all the pieces.
Oh, I sure would love to, but I don't know if you heard, but I've been a little banged up. It's hard to get wind enough to sing when a bunch of your ribs is broke. And what you laughing at? You weren't there.
Get your ass out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Loretta Lynn.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. You get the idea. And you see the weird editing.
Yeah, that was, I was like, even after you telling me that it was going to be weird, I was like, wait, what's happening?
I know.
Oh.
Because I was trying to pull clips for this episode, and I was like, what is happening? I got to the part where I wanted to record, and it was a picture of something that totally wasn't happening. And I was like, oh, wait, I'm confused. But yeah, so you get the idea.
That's the way to do it.
Patsy will stand up for her friend forever and ever.
Yeah.
Well, for like 3 more months.
Right, right.
You know? All right, so let's see what happened. Sorry, I'm just jumping through these notes. So... Patsy, gets drunk or something. Cause have you seen Coal Miner's Daughter?
No.
So like her husband is like an alcoholic and like he does beat her and stuff. And like she always forgives him. And they actually stayed married for his whole life.
Huh. Wait, Pat or
Loretta.
Loretta. Yeah. Okay.
Because the whole thing is like Patsy, like you have to kind of like tell him to fuck off.
Yeah.
And there is a part where like Loretta pulls out some papers or something, mm-hmm. and you cannot see what they are. And humble brag, I have a very big television and I still could not. I was like, what is on that?
Yeah.
And then it was like commercial. So I assume it was divorce papers.
Right.
I don't know if you could tell.
Oh. No, I mean, I'm drinking wine and typing at the same time. So I have watched all these movies. So, but if you're looking for detail, like what the paper said, I just saw a paper and was like, is this important? I don't think so.
And I had a sinus infection. So I was on antibiotics and also, not that that means anything, but, and I was also on prednisone, which is a steroid. And in Smash, Megan Hilty, there's a whole storyline where Megan Hilty is on prednisone and it makes her insane. So,
yeah.
Full circle.
So you were crazy.
Yeah, I was crazy.
Crazy.
Oh. Crazy for
me. Okay, okay. So Patsy gets a residency in Vegas, and Loretta is still like having marital problems with Dew, mm-hmm. but they're apart, and Patsy's like, I'm away from my family. You know, I'm doing like 8 shows a week. More than that, right?
I think. Might have been like 14 or something. Yeah. But she's like really excited about it at first because she's like, it's a ton of money. It's really good. I'm headlining. La-da-da.
You're thinking it's like Britney Spears, you know, residency.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Cher.
Yeah.
Or Celine Dion.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
It is like in the place where all the slot machines are. I mean, like the crap table and stuff. And it's like smoky and she's singing and no one cares.
And no one gives a shit.
Because country music at this time is very much in like rural areas.
Right.
You know?
And like, it's like more of a
hasn't hit the city
background music.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Oh, also, can we do one little thing? There was a part where Megan Hilty, Patsy Cline, wore a blonde wig, and it was so weird. Because,
I thought it was her real hair.
No, I'm pretty sure it was a wig over the other wig.
Oh.
That she was already wearing to
the
be
the wigs
Patsy
in this
Cline.
Movie. We should just pause right here. The wigs in this movie were terrible.
Yeah.
And this part, it looked insane. It looked like. Did you ever read Hats for Sale, 50 cents a cap? And like this guy, it's a kid's book, and this guy keeps putting all these little hats on his head. I guess that's like what her wigs look like. Anyway.
Okay. So
Vegas is shitty.
Yeah, Vegas is not going well. And Patsy like really wants to be home mm-hmm. for her family. So I think this guy named Charlie buys a plane so she can go.
Her husband
back
is Charlie.
Oh, he is. See, I didn't know that.
I think.
I'm like, whoever Charlie is. He buys a plane so she can jet back and forth.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
And we all know where that's going, but it seems to be going fine for now. Mm-hmm. She's spending more time with her kids. She's happier because she calls Loretta Lynn and she's like crying and, you know.
And it's the middle of the night. It's so rude.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, her mascara is running. Megan Hilty did a good job acting the scene.
Yeah.
I thought she did a good job because it's like, you know, you're giving up so much for your family, but you can't be with your family.
Yeah.
Like Britney Spears had her kids with her in Vegas.
Did she?
In the hotel.
Well, yeah.
And then Kevin Federline would like come and take them sometimes. But, you know. I'm just making it more relatable, you guys.
Thank
I'm
you.
Just making it more relatable to our listeners.
For me.
I know my demographic. Oh, for you, yes. So I think I'm jumping around here a little bit, but Loretta's pregnant again, and she's like, I cannot do this. I don't want to have another baby. I have like five of them or however many.
Yeah, my career is just getting
She's just starting to get... Mm-hmm. But I think abortion is not an option for her because she's like from, you know, Tennessee Mountains or something. Kentucky Mountains.
From the South.
Right. So she can't.
She's just a coal miner's daughter.
She's just a coal miner's daughter. She can't do that. And Patsy kind of talks to her and she's like, you know, wait, this is when they get into like a fight about something.
Yeah. And then she stomps to the car.
Yeah.
And it's really weird.
Yeah.
Trigger warning, I guess.
Oh.
For people. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. So.
No, because like, so she's like. So Megan or Patsy Cline gets mad because she's like, how dare you say I don't care about my babies or something like that. And then she's like, the acting's really good, but the dialects are also good, which makes it really hard to hear and understand what's going on. And then all of a sudden it's like, and P.S. my dad raped me. And you're like, what?
Jesus.
Oh, and yeah.
It was really, but not that explicit. It was like a euphemism or it was really weird. And so then I didn't know what went on after that, because then I was just Googling if Patsy Cline's dad raped her.
Yeah
I was like, it doesn't understand? We don't really even get into it deeper than that, just like a thing she says in the heat of the moment as they're like in a fight about and they're fighting about like Loretta Lynn doesn't want to have the baby, and she inadvertently says that Patsy doesn't care about kids, so she should be more like her and, you know, not care about kids either, which is rude.
Yeah. But it was really well acted, I thought. It was just strange.
Yes.
Okay.
So, of course, they, like, talk, and then they're fine. Like, the fight lasts one scene. Mm-hmm. And Patsy is back off to work. And it's, like, very hard for her. She's, like, crying as she's, like, going away, and they're playing Crazy in the background.
Okay.
And we finally get the Crazy song. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that one scene where she's like walking around and she's like, what do you think of this music? And she's like sight reading it, you know? And Loretta's like, that's going to be a hit.
But she goes to perform at her gig, and she's heading back home in her jet, and it's like very rainy. And they're like, oh, there is a nor'eastern coming in, or whatever the fuck you say in Vegas. Tornado. I don't know.
A dust storm.
Sure. But it's like very rainy, and you're like, this isn't going to end well. And then she gets on the plane, and this is the flight that kills her.
Okay.
The plane goes down. I think everyone on the plane dies.
Yeah, like, that's usually
But it's a private jet, so it's like five people.
So it's
Yes.
So who cares?
Wow, that was cruel. That was cruel.
Yeah, sue me. One star.
But Loretta is like very upset about this, and she's like actually helping take care of the funeral arrangements and the family. And I'm like, oh, is she gonna get with the husband? You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I thought that was. I'm in Lifetime, so I'm like, oh, she's gonna.
Yeah.
But no, that doesn't happen. She just writes a song for Patsy called "This Haunted House."
Ooh.
And it's like, ooh, this haunted house, it's spooky and it's scary, and Patsy's a ghost.
And then we see Patsy's ghost.
And then Patsy's ghost comes.
Literally.
And
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, we do?
Are you fucking with me?
Yeah. Well, it's not like a real ghost, but it's like she sees her.
Oh, it's like.
And I can't remember what happens, but she like looks over and doesn't know what to do, and Patsy nods or something. Like she's where she isn't.
Yes.
So it's a mind ghost.
It's a mind ghost. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then she like laughs at herself because Patsy's like, you dumb bitch, just get over it and be a good singer. And she's like, haha, Patsy would.
Patsy would
Ghost Patsy is hilarious. The movie ends with Loretta and Patsy singing Blue Moon of Kentucky.
A ghost duet.
A ghost duet.
Yeah, because it never happened.
Never happened. Let's not forget that never happened.
In this reality.
Yes. And then at the very end, we go back to the billowy sheets in the wind, the linens in the wind.
Yeah. The Downy commercial.
The girl spinning around and the woman saying, Patsy, Patsy, it's time for supper. And the girls run up on the front porch and it's Loretta Lynn, and she named her daughter Patsy.
Oh.
And then she looks out from the porch and there's Ghost Patsy. And Ghost Patsy's like, hi.
Yeah. And I might have cried a little bit at the end part. I was like, oh my God, I'm so touched by this.
No.
Yeah, I know. I'm so dumb.
It was the wine.
It was, I mean, it was according to my rating scale, I did 3 glasses of wine for this one. Okay. So yeah, great.
And that, I was just having roid rage from my prednisone, so I was not crying.
So that is the movie.
Roid rage being triggered by Patsy Cline's
on the podcast, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. We'll start with Tristan. What are you going to do to this movie?
I'm going to pour it up.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed myself. The singing was great. The acting was great. It was a little rushed and crazy, but... crazy, but I had a rip-roaring good time.
Wonderful. Drew, how about you?
You know, I'll pour it up too, because there's a lot of, we had, I think, a good amount of Patsy Cline song puns today.
Oh yeah,
so I'm pouring that up.
Oh, we definitely did. It's Lifetime's movie event of the year, so if I don't pour it up for that, then I probably am a terrorist, so
and a pedophile,
right? So I'm gonna pour it up for that, because, you know, whatever. And like, I didn't really know a lot about Patsy Cline. Like, not, I didn't have my dad listen to her when he was drunk. He would just listen to, like, I don't know, Tom Petty.
Yeah, Tom Petty probably.
You know, I don't think I ever saw my dad drunk until like way later. And I was like, wait, my dad drinks alcohol?
Wait,
my parents, no, they don't. So I think I learned a little bit about Patsy. I got to see a good performance of Loretta, not Sissy Spacek good, but like TV movie good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm into that. So now we have a game that I promised that we would play.
Yeah.
What we're going to do, we are going to use our special listening ears, and the listeners can play along. This game is called Who Dat Singin'? And I'm going to play a clip of the real song, and then I'm going to play, well, I don't know which order, and then I'm going to play the movie version.
The movie version. Okay.
So, and they're both live. They're both live recordings. Okay. So I found live recordings, so it's not the studio version.
Nice, nice.
Okay. So we'll play it, and then you can buzz in when you're sure of who it is.
Okay.
We'll start with this.
We have our thumbs on our ghost button.
Should we not buzz in? What if we know so quickly?
If you know so quickly, just give it a minute so the listeners can play along. Because, I mean, I think you'll know since you actually watched the thing. All right, here we go.
Almost breaks my heart when he says that he loves me. I know that I'm not worthy, and that's what troubles me.
All right, so is that, well, let me play the other one and then you just pick one.
You want me to hear it? Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so that's one. Is that real Loretta or fake Loretta? Or Jesse Mueller? I guess I shouldn't be cruel.
It almost breaks my heart when he says that he loves me. I know that I'm not worthy, and that's what troubles me.
I think I got it.
All right.
Actually, I have no idea.
Okay, Drew, you guess first. Is A, Loretta Lynn or Jesse Mueller, or is B, Loretta Lynn or Jesse Mueller?
I think A is the real one, and B is the movie one.
Okay, Tristan?
I agree with that, actually.
Ding, ding, ding! Yeah. You're right!
You know how I guess that?
How?
The second one sounds...
I'll play it quietly.
...too live. Like, it sounds like it's live on purpose.
Uh-huh.
And the first one didn't sound as live. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Anyway. I got you. Little sound.
And that bass.
The bass. The big, fat bass.
But all pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
Next one. This one's going to be easy. All right. Here we go.
I'm
crazy for I'm crazy.
Okay, that's option A.
Option A.
Crazy.
Option B.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling.
I mean,
too iconic, right? You can't, there's no comparison.
And there's like record sound.
All right, well, just guess. Let's guess, because maybe the listeners don't know.
The first one was the movie one, and the second one was the real one.
That's right.
It's also like, Megan Hilty's a really good singer. I feel like she's like better singer than Patsy Cline.
I was surprised, like, looking at Patsy Cline, like, things on YouTube, uh-huh. I was kind of surprised how she does not sound that good live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like her voice. She has a cool voice, but yeah, it's not like a beautiful voice. She's not
trained.
Voice, you know?
She's not like a trained singer. Like, she's kind of like struggling to like keep the sustained notes. Yeah.
Well, there was something like, I think she lost her voice as a child to scarlet fever or something, or she sold it to a sea witch or something. I forget.
Oh, cool.
And so then her voice was never the same after that. And that's why it's so like low and like, ugh.
Right. Yeah.
Which is cool.
Which is cool totally and different. Cool.
But you can kind of tell Megan Healy because she's like, I'm on Broadway.
Yes, I am a Broadway singer.
I'm perfect in every way. Yeah.
Yep.
All righty. So that wraps up our conversation about, what's this movie called? Patsy and Loretta. How can I forget? So easy. So let's do a Candace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Candace Camembert, drinking rosé, eating creme brulee, can't share with me. Candace Camembert, yeah. What you say? Candace
Camembert. Okay. So, what you say, Candace Camembert? The segment where we watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about it.
Yeah, we are going to do a quick shot. We're moonshine.
Yes, we're celebrating Candace and Patsy and Loretta, all fearless women.
Yeah.
And we're going to drink some moonshine. So here we go. Yeah. All right. Pour it up.
It smells real gross.
Ooh, that is peach.
Oh, God.
That is peach flavored moonshine.
Oh, it's peach moonshine.
Yeah. Actually, that's not that. The first taste, you're like nail polish. And then the second taste, you're like peach mellows.
Oh, peach mellows.
I love it. I love it. That's going to mix perfectly good with my nitro. I'm going to be really fun and rehearse on a night. That's good. Do you want some more?
Yeah. I'm just down the rest of it.
Thanks, neighbor.
All right.
Glad I fed your cat and you brought me moonshine from the Kentucky Hills. Tennessee. Excuse me.
Yes.
This is illegal moonshine.
Very illegal.
That's why I had to take this little plastic top off. It was like, what the hell? Anyway.
All right. So let's do a Candace. I have a clip. Enjoy your moonshine while we watch this clip of Candace.
Yeah.
What is it? I am not sure, actually.
I just got something. It is so stinking cute. I have to share it with you. It's not an ad. It is just pure adorableness. It's turkey on the table. And it's a turkey. It's a gratitude turkey. So this little guy comes featherless. Oh my goodness, it's so cute. Comes featherless. But then you take the feathers and you write messages of gratitude. And every day in November, you put on a little feather. So by the time Thanksgiving comes around, you and your family and your friends, look, Boris loves him. You better not eat him, Boris. No. Then you get to share all the things you've been thankful for the year. Oh, these were created by moms and I just love it. Thank you, Boris is not getting the candy corn either.
Okay. Love that Boris is like, Candace, stop talking. I'm going to eat this turkey now.
Turkey is for eating.
Yes.
Boris is the dog.
Boris is her dog.
I have a problem with this. Can I tell you what it is?
I have a huge problem with it.
Well, you guys, don't be cruel. It was made by moms.
Okay, but did you see on the front, on the front of the box, it said like Feeding America, which is some sort of, I assume, charity.
Yes.
It looks familiar. I'm not super familiar with it.
Yeah.
But it's clearly something where the proceeds from buying this help people.
Right.
And Candace gives no shits.
Oh, well, she doesn't mention anything.
She probably doesn't notice because she's like, this is not an ad, but it could have been a paid partnership.
But she added them.
Right.
The turkey it said at turkey on the table or something.
Weird.
What?
That is weird because if you at them, then.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. Maybe sponsored. She's trying to make it get an ad.
Sure. I mean, I did that today with my Bloody Mary. I had a great Bloody Mary, and I was like, I'm going to Tag Vest
just
restaurant.
Bloody Mary's.
At Bloody Mary.
At Bloody Mary.
At the actual
Don't
Bloody
say it
Mary.
Too many times or oh, she'll
no.
come.
No.
You can say it as many times. It just can't be in the mirror.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
Beetlejuice is just anywhere.
Yeah, Beetlejuice is anywhere.
Oh, God, we said it twice.
Okay, no more.
No more.
So, yes. Well, Candace, you know, I mean.
I just like, it's stupid. It's a stupid thing. It's a dumb thing.
A gratitude
thing
turkey?
Get, like, oh, I like it. I want it now.
Yeah, I think you should make it. You're a mom.
About it, like she's just like, oh my god, it's so cute. Like it's, I don't know.
I mean, it's not that cute, but
I guess yeah. it's not my thing.
Sure,
it's not my thing.
Yeah, you're just grateful, like to yourself. You don't need a turkey.
Yeah.
To do it.
I just say it to myself in the mirror.
You don't need a dog toy with paper in its butt to be grateful.
Man, I love that dog that. Going and being like, she's like, don't come over here. And then he's like, well, I'm going to now that you said that.
The dog's going hard at it, though.
Yeah.
It's going to get torn up.
Yeah.
By the
Probably
dog.
Already yeah. gone. Didn't even make it to Thanksgiving.
Didn't even make it.
You know what will make it to Thanksgiving? This podcast, because we are doing 12 Guests of Christmas for our Christmas time. We're doing an advent calendar of episodes, so an episode mm-hmm. every day in December until Christmas, and then, you know, we'll take a break.
Starting December 1st,
yes. December 1st. And yep. all the way till Christmas, an episode a day. Tristan will be on one.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is our last episode of season 4, so next week we are dropping 3 Christmas preview episodes in one day.
In one day.
To tie you over till December. So if you miss us while we're, you know, not here for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We're still giving the same amount of episodes, but I just thought it would be better to release them all at once. Go back and listen to old episodes or listen to Tristan's podcast.
We'll be just so know.
Mean. Oh, my own podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Tristan's podcast on the Universe Head Podcast Network.
That's right.
Baddest mothers in the room.
Would you like to plug your... Pluggy Times?
It's Pluggy Times.
Oh, okay.
So I was segueing in there pretty seamlessly, I must say.
And then I went and threw a seam and I just sewed a barrier real fast.
It's fine. It's the moonshine, you know.
Oh, my God.
My vision's blurred.
I'm so country drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have a podcast with my friend Casey, and we talk about being moms and how it's not all roses and... flowers, roses and flowers.
Yeah.
And how it's kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's called Baddest Mothers in the Room. So.
It's gross. Being a parent is gross too.
Yeah.
It's Yikes. Great. You should check it out.
Yeah.
Everyone should check
Wonderful.
That out.
Yeah. So yeah, it's on the Universe Head Podcast Network.
Wonderful. Drew, how about you?
Yeah, you can catch me on Drew Butt with Pants on Instagram. Or you can catch my band music
mm-hmm.
on Instagram. We are on
Maybe,
Instagram
yeah.
as well. But catch us on Spotify and iTunes and all the places that you can download or listen to music.
Wonderful.
And it's called The Limbos.
The Limbos. Yes.
We didn't say
Sorry,
that.
I didn't say
they
that.
Know. They know.
They
moonshine.
Know.
All right. So thank you both for being here.
Country drunk.
Yes. And thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime on Court. We watch these movies so you don't have to. But if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime on Court. Don't forget to rate and review us, okay? And you can call us and leave us a Christmas message. You better hurry, though, because since we're recording all these ahead of time, if you call in December, we won't play them on the podcast. But
they won't be on the podcast. They
yeah, but we can play them now. So 872-267-4117. And okay, that's it. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.